after he joined my administration. Enough. I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength and my spirit.
So
that's what, you lost me when you said you were he pulled the old, I was fighting for you. So
yeah,
no,
that's where
me.
It lost me. I was like, what are you, this don't have nothing to do with you. Literally has nothing to do.
With fighting with, for the people.
It has nothing to do with management of the city. It has everything to do with...
the way you got there.
Eric Adams' campaign took money from leaders of Erdogan-backed foundation. The foundation, incorporated by Erdogan's son, has spent tens of millions to erect a 21-story flagship building in Manhattan as Brooklyn Borough President. Adams attended its groundbreaking and met Erdogan himself. And it's a whole article. And this article is back from November 8th, 2023.
But... So yeah, essentially, if you've been paying attention to the stories a little bit, he was getting money from places he's not allowed to get it from.
The campaign from the feds, the FBI, says it's looking into whether it could, Adams' administration conspired with the Turkish government to accept illegal foreign contributions. Adams on Wednesday, this is all the way back in 2023 now. Adams on Wednesday acknowledged meeting Erdogan while he served as Brooklyn Borough President in response to the questions from the city. Under Erdogan, the U.S. State Department has repeatedly cited Turkey for widespread human rights violations, including reports of arbitrary killings, torture, and detention of political opponents, journalists, and activists. Campaign records show that between 2018 and 2021, the Adams campaign received $6,000 from three U.S. citizens who are board members for the charity, the Turkin Foundation.
You say $6,000?
$6,000.
You got to hit the button soon. I don't know how long we can wait. But all that other information, by the way, of like the horrifying things that happened in Turkey, none of that stuff has anything to do with this. This is literally, you're not allowed to get money from foreign governments to... This isn't as sinister as it sounds. It's just dumb and corrupt.
Oh, and then in 2018, Adams got another $12,600.
So he's just getting donations from people who he's not allowed to be getting them from. And that is just stupid. And these aren't enough. This is not enough money. Although maybe there's more money we don't know about.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to come out in the indictment. But I think that, you know, look, there was an investigation when de Blasio was in office about campaign funds.
That's like, a thing always.
It's always like, where's this money come from? Know where your money came from. All that sort of thing. So the fact that this moved to indictment level, de Blasio's didn't, speaks more to, I guess, how egregious it was. But see...
And the enemies you're making.
Probably the enemies you're making. But I think it also speaks to how you conduct yourself, right?
Do you think we'll still get him? Do you think we'll get him on the show yet? Because we've been waiting.
Oh, God, shut up.
Maybe now.
Maybe now.
Maybe now.
I maintain he could have avoided all this if he would have just came on the show.
Because he came on when he was running, but then I don't know, the criticism didn't work with him.
Too. Not too much. That's your Flesh and Legs report. Time is 7:03, a high of 75 degrees. Chances of rain all day and alternate site parking rules are
today.
In effect.
It's a mess today.
The realest issue ever wrote was yesterday, Rosenberg, when we was talking about the fact that after all of the, you know, police accountability and defund the police and all of the movement... Yeah. New York City elected a mayor that's a former cop.
No. You want to hit that?
And then now that former cop
turned out to be corrupt
is getting indicted by the feds.
Congratulations.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know, to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Participation may vary for limited time only.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client?
maybe an outdated news article, or sensitive personal information about your family. Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-615-6870 to speak to an expert. That's 800-615.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Top dog, y'all did exactly what y'all said y'all was going to do. When I got into my accident, what y'all tell me? Y'all told me I was going to get top dollar, and y'all did that. I remember when I called y'all. Y'all put me at ease. I just got in an accident, and the money came fast. Now my life a little different. I got a whole lot of money, all from that accident. It was all from an accident. I just bought a new house. About to buy a new car. I just quit my job. About to start my own business. If you get into an accident, you always make the call. It's TopDogLaw.com.
These days, everything in New York City costs more. But a single line at Verizon doesn't. Get one line for as low as $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while coffee is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. And dinner for two has gotten pricey. Verizon, less pricey. Manhattan rent, that's not coming down. But Verizon, down. One line for just $50 a month. That designer golden doodle, so much more. But Verizon, a fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same tried and true service is now just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at an NYC Verizon store. $15 promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G, LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Don't get duped by low advertised prices on pre-owned cars. Once you try to buy one, the final price will end up being thousands more. Come to Major World for transparent pricing and no surprises.
Major World, 4340 Northern Boulevard, Long Island City, Queens. Call 1-800-MAJOR-AUTO or go to majorworld.com.
New York, New York. It's a hell of a town, but it's time to boss up now. You got skills? Prove it. We want street smart, book smarts, upstarts. Stand up and get started. New job, new career, new you. New York! This city needs you. We got salaries, pensions, benefits, real talk, real perks. 9 to 5, night shift, on call. Part-time, full-time, your time, your choice. It's time to run this town. A calling for every New Yorker. Apply now at jobs.nyc.gov.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Don't settle for bumps, ingrowns, and itch due to dry skin. Try Venus for pubic hair and skin, the razor and regimen specifically designed for your pubic area. Featuring a razor with patent irritation defense bar and skin care regimen that is dermatologist and gynecologist tested, Venus helps protect your pubic skin from shave irritation. Discover the full regimen of products at GilletteVenus.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Flour made hot by Top Dog Law. Top Dog gets you top dollar. Visit topdoglaw.com.
Hot 97, number one for hip hop.
Here we go, ride or die, people. Another episode testing loved ones, see if they'll drop what they're doing. Come save you, come help you, and be your ride or die. We have Danielle on the line. Danielle.
How you doing?
We're blessed. Thanks for joining Ride or Die this morning.
Thank you for having me.
No, this is a great idea you have here. So my note says that you are currently in the hospital right now. Is that true?
Yes.
Are you okay? What's going on here?
I'm okay. I kind of woke up and I kind of didn't get my monthly for 2 months. And now I'm bleeding. So we're trying to figure out what's wrong.
Wow, this is involved. And we hope you're okay. And
everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay. And we're glad you still want to do Ride or Die and bring a little fun to your life right now because it sounds stressful. Yeah. So your idea, Danielle, is that you want to prank your cousin Champagne.
Yes.
And what do you want to tell Champagne?
I want to tell her, being that I had got into a situation with somebody already, the girl's name is Turtle. We call her Turtle. So I want to tell her I was on my way walking to the bank. And to get money, whatever. Long story short, I ran into Turtle, and we got in words, and her cousins jumped me, and now I'm in the hospital.
Oh,
I need her to come get me.
Wait, you about to lie about why you were in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Zero hesitation.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
She's already in the hospital, so you want to see if she's going to drop what she's doing, come see you in the hospital?
Yeah, come see me, come get me. I want to know what she's going
to
do.
No, how about this? How about you want her to come get you, and you're trying to go ride right back on Turtle right now?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Well, and so, by the way, I got one question about Turtle. Do you guys just call her Turtle, or does everyone call her Turtle?
Just us.
Why do you call her Turtle?
Because she cheated with my boyfriend. And she looks like a little turtle.
Oh.
You got to see her. She looks like a little snapping turtle.
A little snapping turtle. Damn.
Oh, God, there's a lot here. There's a lot going on this morning, Danielle.
A lot going on.
So,
snapping
Danielle,
turtle.
Here's the deal. You have to call Champagne from your phone so your number pops up on her phone. She picks up, okay? And then just before you say anything to her, make sure you click back over.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Got to merge us. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Van.
How you doing? Yep, I need you to do me a favor. Can you come up to the hospital? Turtle and them dropped me. I was on my way to the bank, and they dropped me. I'm in the hospital, and I want to come home so I can go finish them off.
Oh, my God. All right. Let me just throw my wig on, girl. I'll be right there.
Yo, Champagne's ready, champ. No. Yo, champ, give it up for Champagne. Ready.
No.
Have to put the wig on, too.
Wow,
hold on, Champagne.
There you go, champ.
Champagne, you're on Ride or Die.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Champagne, big up. Ready
Champagne,
to ride out.
Why did you go straight for getting the wig on? I'm just curious.
Because this person she's talking about is always fighting her, so it was no question I was coming.
Well, we get that part, but Champagne, but did you need the wig to fight? Because the wig may come off in the fight.
Right.
No, it's not coming off.
My wig is secure, fam. Don't try to play with me.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
97 minutes of non-stop hip-hop. DJ Cast 1 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make you.
don't like me. She be doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American Pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She want to rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you, you will defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's foreground. Feel this way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
Turn it to a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live inside the valley. Now vacating Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I at the same damn time. She eyeing me like it don't exist. Girl, I know you want it. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Princess, to me just they car. That mean your princess will be up too far. See, my standards are pampered by three subs tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. I'm getting far, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, holly, do you? Holla, back, I'll do you.
Cash!
This is one. What's the deal? Do you know who you with? It's Tony A. Yo, up in this. Got the German with the tits, you see, with them extra.
If you sit back on that gangsters, on my way, OT to flip them. And that big body bench, you know it's a six. That chip on my, I stack them chips. And I'm fresh as a. My jewels is sick from my block. Oh, where you can see them kid. Don't front, motherfucker, you know my staff. I don't go nowhere without my cap on the low. Shorty got a thing for the kid. And you know, I'm finna take her back to the crib. Here we go. I'ma show her how I play a rear. At the door, I tell her take the clothes off.
This is how. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love.
Fresh like Impala, chrome hydraulics, 808 drums. You don't want none. Better run when beef is on. I pop that trunk. Come get some pistol grip pump. Give me 6 inches on them white air ones. This red rum, ready here come. Compton, Dre found me in the slums, selling that skunk. One hand on my, I was selling. The Master P was saying, buck past the. It's G and the girls just wanna have fun. Coke and rum, got green on the tongue. I'm banging with my hand up a dress like, I make a cum. Purple haze in my lungs, whole gang in the front, casing on the stun.
I put Lamborghini doors on that Escalade. Low pro solo, look like I'm riding on planes. In 1 year, man, you know I'm so paid. I have a straight chip in the telly going both ways. Touch me, tease me, kiss me, please me. I give it to you just how you like it, girl. You're now rocking with the best. That thing on my hip, Teflon on my chest. They say I'm no good, cause I'm so hood. Rich folks do not want me around, cause it might pop off, and when it pop off, somebody gon' get laid the f*** out. They call me new money, say I have no class. I'm from the bottom, I came up too fast. The hell if I care, I'm just here to get my cash. They bougie, I'm hood, they can kiss my ass.
This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do.
Nobody do it like you do it, so show us some love. This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do.
Even though what we do is wrong,
we still hustle till the sun come up. Crack a 40 when the sun go down. It's a cold winter, y'all better bundle up. And I better be a hotter summer. Just a rock down, you rock down. Listen up, don't you know cops' sole purpose is to lock us down and throw away the king. But without this drug, your kids ain't got no way to eat, huh? We still try to keep mom smiling, cause when the teeth stop showing and the stomach start growling, then the heat start flowing. If you're from the hood, I know you feel me.
Keep going.
I'm a rider. If my kids hungry, snatch the dishes out your kitchen. I'll be wildin' till they pick me out a lineup.
We
keep the chop downs up, rap about it, wild out, up, laugh about it. I'm not trying to visit the morgue, but freeway move out till I sit with the Lord. Till I get my together, clean up my sins. Freeway got it in like 10 in the morning, and I can get it to you like 10 while you yawning, man. Still deliver the order, man.
In a black rain, faster than a red ghost, getting ghosts from Pac-Man. One time, no, I got a knack to get that change. Leader of the black gang, ROC, man. Bang like T-Mac, ski mask, air it out. Gotta kill witnesses, cause free bears sticking out. Y'all don't wanna witness. We squeeze hammers, man. Full of freeze by you, like Louisiana, man. But I got a Vienna, man. So I move keys, you can call me the piano, man. Rain, sleet, hell, snowman, slang, e-hydro, man.
No, BC in the third lane. I'm still praying, working on my nerves, man. Like, son, you gotta get your soul clean before they blow them horns like Coltrane. And still, I cry tears of a hustler, wipe tears from my mother, pull out beds for our brothers. That's above us, make beds for the babies, tuck kids under covers, buy cribs for their mothers. That probably be ballin' with their father, Thomas Robert, tell the Najma that I'm riding for a father. That's like my brother, like same mother, different father. Any problems, dog, no, I got it. And still, we grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. So, wakes, still gave back Marcy and Dollar Day. Real gangsters make hood holidays. They ain't thinkers, but we still pay homage, man. Soul food Sunday looking like Big Mama's, man. Tell the gang I never break my promise, man. Man.
Yo, this is congrats. Yo, man. I don't even. Yeah. Do we need a drum roll for this? Congratulations, please, though. This is a monumental moment in the city, guys. This isn't like a regular time in New York City.
No, it's not
regular. This is not regular degular.
No.
This is historic.
B-bros.
The feds, the federal B-bros. Government, the government of the United States of America has officially indicted the mayor of New York City.
Wow.
For the first time in the nation's history. So imagine all the corruption that we know has gone on.
Oh, my God.
A cop got elected for mayor.
You can't make it up. You could have read it.
But guys, remember, he was fighting for us.
Congratulations.
That part.
You played yourself. Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, how you playing yourself? You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Yo. I don't think.
Let's listen to the audio of that Mayor Eric Adams released yesterday.
My fellow New Yorkers, it is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes.
You're correct about that.
If so,
got that right.
These charges will be entirely false, based on lies. But they would not be surprising. I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target.
What?
For who?
A target.
For you.
I became.
Who?
You.
For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty. Just this past week, they searched the home of our new police commissioner looking for documents from 20 years ago.
Can you believe it?
Just 1 week after he joined my administration. Enough. I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength and my spirit. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much
so
for saying it.
Look, all of what you said there, but what does this have to do with us as people that live in and around New York City? What is the indictment? Isn't because you broke some policy to benefit the most vulnerable population. It's not like you spent money to help people who are living in squalor. For who? What did you? None of this indictment has anything to do with that. It has to do with you accepting money from a foreign entity inappropriately. It has to do with money that did not come to the people of New York. So why would you say that? Which makes me go, my man, you think you talking to some old lady in Co-op City or something, bro?
Man.
Like, who you think you talking to, dog?
We were literally just begging to make sure that our libraries were properly funded.
Bruh.
Something like a library. That
but he didn't do anything to fight for people. Like, he hasn't been fighting. He's been fighting for corporations.
Hey, why are you guys bringing up old stuff?
Wow.
Congratulations. You played
now, and I've said on this air before, there have been things like, you know, funding, you know, jobs for teens in the summer, different programs. There have been different programs that he made sure got done. But as Laura just pointed out, people were fighting over keeping libraries open, bro, while you were funding the police more.
Wow.
And so I will say this, too. I think it's important. There are aspects of crime in the city and things like that when you look at the stats that are in a good place. None of this has to do with those things, though, bro.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
This has to do, and never forget when he got the job. Remember when he got the job? We got on this radio and we talked about where most of his funds came from, which was big real estate in the city. And remember we talked about all the slum lords and all of the people running shoddy buildings. And remember the big fire in the Bronx. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The one of the people who were the donors to him owned that building. We talked about this on the radio.
Well, and who are the kind of people that own big real estate in general? You know what I mean? Like, you have a lot of types, a lot of which are like foreign nationals who own things. So the idea that he would potentially be a friend of big real estate would also mean you're a friend of foreign nationals. That's on the table.
So, and that's what this indictment is about.
And by the way, I hope he ends up not guilty. I hope it ends up that he's not true, and it's even more embarrassing to have.
Here's
like,
the problem with that.
What?
They wouldn't have brought an indictment unless they really thought they had a case.
I get it.
That's true. The problem with when the feds roll in and indict you, and they unseal the indictment today. Like,
but it's not guaranteed.
Will he go to jail? I don't know. Right. I doubt it. Right, like I don't see him going to jail.
No, he'll lose his job.
But will the government or the governor of the state, Kathy Hochul, say, yo, this is looking nuts, you gotta step down? I think that's highly possible and plausible.
Mm-hmm. I hope it's that, and you know, because I don't think he's a good mayor. But I really hope that it's not that he's actually this level of like a criminal. That's not a great look for New York. No. I mean, it's one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But y'all, I mean, listen,
I
a lot of people thought it was a good idea to run out and vote for Mayor Adams. And we had other choices.
For sure.
We had some really good sort of community-based people. We actually could end up with a really good mayor because the public advocate would become mayor in the interim. And that would be Jumaane Williams, who I think is a great guy who actually cares about the people.
Right. Who also, his feet have been on the ground for years in this city.
But here goes the thing. Here goes the thing, and we watched it with de Blasio. Mm-hmm. When you actually advocate for the people,
here we go.
and want to hold the NYPD or any of these agencies accountable for corruption. They start running ads against you in the New York Post, and they start getting on these conservative platforms going at the mayor. Remember, when de Blasio stepped down, they had done such a great job making people believe that de Blasio was the problem.
Oh, the devil. He was as bad as you could be.
That's all marketing, bro. And then we turn and elected a cop for the mayor of New York City, bro.
Hit the button again.
Congratulations.
During the time where we were like, no, hold police accountable.
Defund the police.
Right.
Except the mayor. And make him mayor.
And oh, by the way, he appoints a black woman to be the commissioner of the police. Okay, let's see.
That's right.
She goes and says, I don't want to work for y'all. I'm stepping down because I can't do my job.
Which was to?
Hold police accountable.
What? No.
You don't remember that?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, they just arrested, like, the head of you know, the building codes, how they approve building permits to the fire code, the two people, mm-hmm. for accepting kickbacks.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh, also, the chancellor of school stepped down yesterday. Yeah. He walked. Do we have the audio by any chance?
No.
I don't think we do yet.
He stepped down. You know what he said? That him and Mayor Adams had this plan for him to step down for a long time. And he was worried that people were going to be concerned that it looks like he was doing something wrong. Bro, the feds snatched your phone too. Who do y'all think y'all talking to, man? Yo. Like, what is going on, man?
Yo. It's not what you want.
Yo, and then the other police commissioner, him and his brother are running scams with clubs.
It's crazy.
That's what they're on the investigation for.
Yeah.
His twin brother.
Yeah.
You think they even swap clothes? Nah, let me think.
Speaking of clubs, man. Mayor loved him from clubs, bro. How to
yeah,
pay
yeah, you know, you yeah. had to test the product.
Congratulations. You said
you had to test the product.
You know, you see him coming down the street with that smoking jacket.
You see the smoking jacket. You know, and by the way, man, of all the pictures that are like nonsensically getting sent around and people go, oh, nothing's playing out worse than that one of Adams and Diddy together in the city. That's playing.
And that's recent, that right?
Because it's recent.
Yeah, that's when from they the gave
street.
The key.
It's when they give him the key to the city.
Yeah.
You know I run the ski. You know the key to the
city runs the city.
It didn't play great, guys. None of this is playing great, bro.
Would you say this is a bad optic?
I would say this is a bad optic, yeah.
Would you also agree that this isn't what you want?
I would say this is not what you want.
It's not.
It doesn't make New York look great.
No.
Congratulations.
Hopefully it doesn't also get, and it will, it's going to end up getting used, too, as a Republican, a Trump talking point.
Yeah.
Look how the Democrats, as if Eric Adams is some, like, you know, really sort of primary
progressive,
real Democrat, or even really like a deep connected part of the Democratic Party. They're going to make it like, look what they do. This is what they do in cities. They're corrupt. Right. How are you going to look corrupt next to Donald Trump? But he did it.
Well, no, but how are you going to look corrupt? How are you going to use that talking point when you got a guy who's pro police?
Oh, that's tough though. Why? Because he's on their side.
Well, they don't like him anyway.
Who don't?
They.
Who's they?
The theys.
Well, I need to know which one we're talking about.
You mean the right?
Who are the theys in this scenario?
Trump supporters rock with Mayor Adams?
Yeah, he's pro-police. Why not?
I don't mean they rock with him.
I don't think they don't. I don't think they don't not.
Wait, what?
Right.
Hit the button again.
Congratulations.
All right, we actually have other things, too.
Like?
Well, I just would like to point out, because I have a very interesting piece of audio to play for you guys. Oh. Diddy's lawyer. Why is he talking? Diddy's lawyer, Mark Agnifilio, sat down with TMZ for an interview. And sometimes it's just best to stay out of the media, you know, especially when there's a big case like this.
Why? How bad could it go?
Well, listen to him. Tap dancing.
Freak-offs. But, you know, back when I was a kid in the late 70s, they were called threesomes.
If these are
what
genuinely threesomes, how do you explain 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
I don't know where the number 1,000 came.
The U.S. attorney said it.
I can't imagine thousands. I mean, you know, and I'm not really sure what the baby oil has to do with anything.
They're essentially saying it's a lubricant for an orgy.
I guess. I don't know what you need. 1,000. One bottle of baby oil goes a long way.
Yo,
I don't
that's
know
your attorney?
Bro. Bro.
What are we
doing?
He
has a big house. He buys in bulk. You know, I think they have Costco's and every place where he has a
what
home.
What are we talking about?
I mean, what are you saying?
In a parking lot of a Costco and see what people walk out of there?
I can't.
Not
go
1,000
ahead,
bottles of baby oil.
I don't think it was 1,000. I think it was. I think it was. Let's just say it's a lot. Okay.
Congratulations.
Tomorrow, a pencil.
That's what I felt.
People buy a book. He has a big house.
Played your
what?
That's what it felt like.
Wait, right? No, that can't be his. No, it can't be. It can't be. That can't be his lawyer. That can't be his lawyer.
Oh, God.
Diddy should be able to get the best lawyer in the country. That has to be someone.
Sure.
That has to be someone faking it. Like, they literally interviewed the wrong person. That can't be his.
That's
real.
Just social media. That's just can't be real.
Listen, OJ put together the craziest team of lawyers you could get. Diddy can't get what OJ had? Where
he can afford it?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, who's the Robert Kardashian of today? Right. Who's the Johnny Cochran of today? How does he has this guy who's like, I mean, have you ever been to a Costco parking lot? I mean, there's baby oil everywhere. I would say it's a lot.
Little bit goes a long way.
A little bit goes a long way with baby oil.
But why are you even talking?
But why? That's what I'm saying, Ebro. Why are you?
But that's
talking?
My point. That means he can't be real. You can't be a serious person.
Yeah,
a serious person is not having that conversation. Baby oil. So,
it can't be real.
They're not talking to TMZ. Why are you talking to TMZ?
Yeah.
It's a lot of this today, guys. A lot of
is
this.
Is Mercury in retrograde?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, no, the whole world.
Don't put this on Mercury.
Don't blame
Mercury.
Because the first thing I saw when I woke up was Cardi B in a live talking nuts with Offset in the comments talking nuts to each other. Y'all created an entire human 10 seconds ago. And now, play audio one, please, Shawnee Culture. How did this happen? What is happening?
Funny that think that they could fuck on anything. But when I start talking to niggas, you want to play those games with me? We're going to play them games too. Since you want to threat me, talking about you want to take my shit because I'm moving on? Move on. Why can't you move on? Why can't you move on? It's no fun when mama got the gun, right? It's no fun when I'm slanging pussy, right?
Wait.
Now we're going to court war, right? And I told you, get off my phone. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired.
It got worse than that, by the way.
Yeah,
it got worse. It got worse. It got more dirty and personal. And Offset's in the comments being, yo, pull it together, guys. I know they're young. Yo, y'all got a whole family. Y'all have children who are old enough, getting old enough to hear what's happening.
And this is because she started dating.
That's what it sounds like.
This regular.
That's regular life.
This is regular.
Well, the regular part isn't millions and millions of people hearing it. That's not regular.
True. Because you're raising my kids, and I don't want no dude around my kids. And now
but y'all,
I could do it, but you can't.
Come on, guys. Y'all just brought a whole nother life into this world. Just who's a tiny baby. What are we
you
doing?
Played yourself.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Pull it together, y'all.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Did y'all hear that the mayor of New York City got indicted, though?
Yo.
Who, this guy?
Ebro's. Ebro's.
Yeah.
Ebro's. Ebro's.
We should have known when he couldn't help but pluralize Ebro's name the entire time that it was a problem.
It sound like you need.
And by the way, did you see the longer compilation? Because you're only using two of them. There were like 12 times when he said it.
So many. I don't see it here.
Okay. Because we put together a whole compilation of the different times he said it. We should have worried about him right then.
So many opportunities.
So many skills.
So many skews. You know what? I'm going to save it.
Here it is. I got it.
For what?
Be clear, Ebro's. Ebro's, let me tell you something, Ebro's. That's so important, Ebro's. The Ebro's fiend, I like to be. You know what, Ebro's? Think about this for a moment, Ebro's.
Think about this for a moment.
Yo, that's the one we needed there. Think about this for a moment, Ebro's.
Yo, that might be why he didn't come up. He never came up here.
He was embarrassed after.
Go, well, because you had that. You had the fact that, you know, back in the day, I was put onto this just yesterday. I had no idea. Well, we had police commissioner Dermot Shea on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, were there white supremacists in the NYPD? Did you guys have a problem with that? I didn't think that was a big deal at the time. Apparently, that was a huge deal.
What? It was a huge deal within the police community?
Yeah, like they are mad at us because I asked that question and put them on the spot about white supremacists. Like, the only people who would be mad about that would be white supremacists.
Mm-hmm. You would, well, you would think so.
Well, who else would be mad about that question?
I mean, I suppose there's a world in which you could say the idea is so crazy.
But like, it's not, though.
But
there's
I'm saying
police gangs operating in many
No. But in a hopeful world, you would say if you were a part of the organization, the idea is so absurd that even putting that idea in the ether is right. irresponsible. But we know that's not the case.
Well, he ended up getting forced out for whatever reason, which I think was the mismanagement of protesters and that whole business.
Got it.
And then
what does that have to do with Adams, though?
Well, it has everything to do with just corrupt city
NYPD.
And people not being accountable.
Yeah.
And so because they don't like it, it trickled to him?
Because they don't like any reproach. Like, there's no critique. There's no reproach.
But
so that
trickled to Adams then?
I'm thinking that's why he didn't come up here.
Because it would look bad because they're like, oh, you're standing with our ops.
Basically. And then when I had the little teenage boys up here who had a former cop pull a gun on them, and, Chief Madry, who is a great guy, helped that guy get out of jail expeditiously, and those kids had no recourse. And so we had them on, and they were like, why are you coming for Chief Madry? I was like, I wasn't coming for Chief Madry, but he did something that looked crazy. Like, these are real things going on in the city, and they don't want people to bring them up. So when you hear Mayor Adams talking about, yeah, I was fighting for y'all, who is he talking to?
That part blew my mind. I want to know who specifically he was talking about. The real estate? No, that's why you're in trouble, because you were fighting for the real estate moguls and the people who lined your pockets. That's who you were fighting
for. That's really the problem.
If you weren't fighting for them and you were fighting for us, there'd be no indictment. It's not what you want, guys.
At all.
It's not what you want.
And you know what I really, really, really am spinning about is, you know, people, black mayor, black. Yo, he's a cop first, guys. He happens to be black.
But he was supposed to be black first and happened to be a cop.
Hit the button.
Congratulations.
In some cases, that's true. Not in this case. In this case, blue was the number one color that was happening. It was all about the blue, baby. And we got blinded. Some people got blinded.
Yeah.
Because like, look, he looks cool. He's got a smoking jacket. He's
and by the way, before
top of the bottle,
when he's Brooklyn Borough President and other things, you see him out being active on behalf of the people. That was the thing.
That is the confusing part about him. It seemed like he did get it. What happened?
He had to get to this money.
Yeah, is it just as simple as...
He had to get to the shmoney.
He had to get to that bread. Oh, let's go.
Shmoney dance.
Yo, and then you know he could... By the way, he could remain mayor after this indictment. It's not like he's got to step down. People are pushing for it, but he doesn't have to unless the federal government and the governor says says he has to.
Yeah, it's not a
challenge. So if Kathy Hochul is like, bro, you gotta step aside.
That's right.
He has to.
She's the boss.
But he doesn't have to, right?
No, he doesn't have to.
Even if she says, I'd like you to step down.
She can suspend him for 30 days.
Yeah, she can do. There's things that the governor can do.
Okay. But we got to let it play out. You do have to let it play out and see what happens.
Well, the interesting part is, how do you now trust that this person who is in charge of putting people in place, giving people jobs, whether that's chancellor of schools or, you know, the health department, all these agencies, because they've all resigned, bro. They've had their phones snatched, like 9 different people, bro.
I feel like we're going to hear about some of these people who got their phones snatched. Well, we're going to hear some updates pretty soon, I'm assuming.
Yo, the fact that we just be throwing around phone snatched, because that's really what's happening. Feds would just pull up on people in his administration like, yo, give us your phone.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You
call right now. It is time to beat the buzzer. So get on your phone and call and get some of this free shmoney.
You have a phone. They don't.
You won't get indicted for this shmoney right here, though.
No. This is free money that we are giving to you.
Pay taxes on it, though. You got to don't get caught up.
Don't pay taxes. Ah.
Okay, I like your confidence. Then this one could come, it's okay. Look like a Lonnie's. Ride you like a Lonnie's. Okay, here at a party's. Right here at a party's. You better start off on fire, Now I'm on fire, I need some water, I need Tyler, I need Ramani, Rebecca, Serena, Selena. Let's start a whole choir, I like the way that you get your own bag. You don't need no one, help you inspire, Then I'ma add to you, I'ma give you some things. I'ma add to you, We're on the avenue.
one I ain't never seen. No, I'm bad as you. Baby, I'm serious too. They can't disrespect you, I'll gladly shoot. I don't play about mine, I don't care. I'm addicted to you and it's clear. I love the way your body is. Is that too obvious? Okay, I like your confidence. Oh, that's what good karma is. Okay, like my Kalani is. Ride you like Kalani is. Okay, get where the party is. Right here where the party is. You better start a whole fire, Now I'm on fire, I need someone, I need Tyler, I need real money, Rebecca, Serena, Selena, to start a whole choir, I like the way that you get your own bag, you don't need no, I help you inspire, Baby, let's make a movie, come and seduce me, Know that I'm choosy, I need you to back it up, make it clap that ain't fast enough, you know I'm mad enough, and that I'm fed by, you know that I'm bad, I like the way your body is. Is that too obvious? Okay, I like your confidence. Oh, that's what good karma is. Okay, that's like Kalani is. Roger like Kalani is. Okay, okay, where the party is. Right here where the party is. You better start a whole fire, Now I'm on fire, I need someone, I need Tyler, I need Ramani, Rebecca, Serena, Selena. Let's start a whole choir, I like the way that you get your own back. You don't need no one help you inspire,
So baby, give me good love.
Honey, 20 mil, make it cash up. Honey, need a lounge with that ass on it. Don't show me that little booty, put some pants on it. But baby, you fake, you make her dance on it. Ever since I got money, I got attitude. Can't be no bro, might get mad at you. Can't be no bro, baby, I might get mad at you. Can't be no, now I might snatch a move. All this shit I got it straight out of five. I got a coupe on my bike. I'm making it hot. Used to ride polos and Pradas. Used to put grams on my side. Used to f*** on the corner. Now I'm eating baby on the yacht. Honey, 20 mil, make it cash, honey. Honey, need a lounge with that ass on it. Don't show me that little booty, put some pants on it. But baby, you freaky, make her dance on it. Ever since I got money, I got attitude. Can't be no bro, they might get mad at you.
What you need? Can't fuck with me. You wanna move sticks, then come to me. Wanna have fun with me? Like I'm a rich, no bumming me. I wanna rock like rock with me. I'm so good, she gon' come for me.
I'm short on my lean, I'm baby king. Rain cost a quarter key. It's 5 and she ride with me. It's like Teen Samara, can't even compare. Don't play with the stones, you play out there.
Honey, 20 mil, make it cash, run. Honey, need a lamb with that Tony.
He brought Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Yo, did y'all hear that the mayor of New York City got indicted by the feds? Y'all
no, that about- happened?
Yo, it's crazy, bro. It just keeps playing in my head like, yo, what? You know, it's the first time. Yo, this city has seen a lot of corruption. This is the first time in history. So that means normally they would let it slide. Depending on what it is, I guess. Or who it is.
Well, that's where I could throw in the part that his... I wonder if his race is relevant.
Of course it's relevant.
The corrupt white people got away with it. But you can't be black and corrupt as mayor.
No way!
You don't get the regular corruption treatment.
Well, he says he's going to fight it, though.
Well, and he's fighting
all,
for us.
And it's all lies. And he's doing it for us.
Man, thank God it's all for us. That makes me feel better.
I got audio of Trump. You know, everything he's doing is to keep women safe. You heard about that?
Bro, don't even.
Don't play it? You don't want to hear it? I want to play it and hear Laura's reaction.
It's just so ridiculous.
Number three? You're talking about audio number three.
We'll get to that in a minute. But first, we got my man DJ Ted Smooth.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, 52. Yo, what's happening?
52, that's crazy. Talk to me.
No, we wanted you to talk to us about your event going on this week, man.
Yeah, Ebro, man, Laura Rosenberg, Juanito, we got Cass, what's up?
Good morning.
Festival happening. We have a festival happening in East Harlem for the first time, and I'm doing my own festival. I'm so excited, man. The talk has been crazy. I'm bringing all different type of genres of music, all different type of foods. To La Maqueta this Sunday, the 29th. It is rain or shine, people. Why? Because it's on Park Avenue on 12th Street under the Metro North.
Nice.
And it don't rain under the train. It don't rain under the train.
Beautiful. Under the train. Well said. Park Avenue, 112th Sunday. What time are we supposed to be out there? What time do people show up?
This is so for anybody that wants to work out and do some health and wellness, we start the sweat party, which is a workout party with rotating DJs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's all different type of workouts. I'll be there working out. Y'all can all join me, too. And then from 2 o'clock to 8 p.m., it's the program. I got a Rosenberg on like this one. I got MC Craig G.
Oh.
Boom Bap. We're going to start the day off dropping science, you know,
woo,
symphony. Then I got legendary freestyle artist Coro performing. Then I got legendary reggae artist Mr.
Easy.
G-Depp.
Yo, I saw you got G-Depp pulling up.
You know G-Depp is my guy from East Harlem, so... Got Voice of Harlem there. I got international artists, Ethel Tiana performing, Ray Lorenzo, a whole bunch of DJs, yo, Charisma, yo. Jay Boogie. It's on fire, man.
Yo, Ted Smooth, you know, doing it for your area of Harlem over there, East Harlem, 112th yes, Park Avenue. You said Brucey B is going to be there?
Yeah, Brucey B is going to be here, my brother Brucey B. Vina Love is going to touch the stage. Dynamite Black. Listen, man, it's going to be amazing. I hosted by my boy Master Z, as you've seen the love. I mean, it's going to be an all-day thing, and it's part of this bigger thing that's called Party on Park. So the streets are going to be closed from Park Avenue, 115th, all the way to 112th, north and south. So there's going to be a bunch of activities for the family, but the music and the food is going to be on 112th Street, and we're going to get it crazy.
It's Sunday. Do remember? It's Sunday.
Yeah.
And
Sunday.
It's no rain under the train. So it's going to be good.
It don't rain under the train. You know, I'm not even going to buy no ponchos for anybody. And then, you know, at some point, we're going to hit that stage and do the bus of bus, please.
Oh,
you
man. Yo, Cash One, get that bus of bus ready for
the bus of bus.
Get that bus of bus ready. I got the KFPT dancers. They're going to bring like 25 dancers and do the challenge that's going viral already. So it's a good time, Ebro, man. I know we on short time, but.
We're going to have you. So, Ted Smooth, before I let you go, you got an album you're working on. So, when you get the album, we're going to have to bring you all the way in and sit down and listen to the album, bro.
Absolutely. I'm working on something right now. I just got the single of Busta Rhymes' new album. And we're going to go from there, my brother. I got so much to tell y'all, man. It's going to be amazing.
Nah, you know we love you, man. Appreciate you,
Ted
man.
Ted Smooth.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, bro. Face, you remember?
Hey. Yes. Come on through, guys.
All right, man. This Sunday, go check Ted Smooth. Love you, brother. We're going to get that Busta Bus on, but first we got to get somebody some money. We got Nicera on the phone. Nicera, good morning.
Good morning.
Turn your radio down for me. It is your time to beat the buzzer and get some cash. Nicera, can you hear me good?
Let's go.
All right.
Yes, I can hear you fine.
All right. Do you know what to do to beat the buzzer?
I sure do. I listen to you guys every morning.
All right, well, say stop nice and loud when you hear the money that sounds good to you. Shawnee Culture, tee it up.
Yes, sir.
So Nicera can beat the buzzer.
Here we go.
Let's get it. Let's go.
$160. $230. $290.
There you go, 290.
Stop.
She got that 290. Yep. 290 is yours. It was about to go into the threes.
I heard the threes.
Where'd she leave?
$50.
I can't take no chances.
That's right.
$390.
All right. 90 she could have
had. $430.
$470.
Ooh. Okay. Whoa, wait.
You left like $180 on the table, but
it's, okay.
It's all good. $290 is yours.
I couldn't take no chances.
No, did the right thing, Nicera. You did the right thing. Hang on. We love you for listening. Thank you so much, okay?
hottest radio station out, High 97. Let's go.
Wow.
That's love.
Thank
that's
you.
Love. That's love.
Haven't heard that in a while.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Styles. What's going on?
Well, coming up in the flashing lights report, 50 Cent solidifies his Diddy documentary plans with Netflix. Details coming up next.
This is nasty.
Did he do it?
Did he do it?
Yo, run that bus of us, bro.
All right. Let's strike it up.
Straight face, you remember?
Shout out to Ted Smooth. Join him Sunday, 112 Park Avenue, Harlem. Yes.
Give me some folks up on the floor so we can get down like we've done before. The name of my dance is called the Bus of Bus. Show enough guarantee to make you jump. Give me a clap right where you stand, cause once you get down like do it like you bad. Real big clap, all y'all freeze. One more clap, do the Bus of Bus please. One time, shake it out. Two times, smooth it out. Three times, get crazy with it. Four times, let me see you do it. One time, shake it out. Two times, smooth it out. Three times, crazy with it. Four times, till you do it. Let's go, let's go.
It's what it's supposed to be. I'm here forever. You stuck with me. Never worry as long as it's up to me. Pure heat, baby, is a must for me. Classic, bang it in your truck for me. Most you ever dudes really suck to me. Put your champagne glass in your cups for me. We about to bang out quick. You better jump for me. You better know what it is, cause you could get it how you live. You suckers already know exactly what it is. It's nothing. I got your shorty loving on the kid. Catch your body now and everything I ever did. Classic killer, whole team heavy. Yellow gold AP, diamond on my bezzy. Bad chick with a name tatted on her belly. Legendary with it, homie, you ain't really ready. Everything you doing, we done did the thing already. Still doing it better, ain't nothing you can tell me. Never mind, homie, everything about you petty. Chest cold bad, every diamond is canary. Like a classic flick, gone from a movie. Drag this mink, see him where I sent him. Catalog guard, gotta bang hard while I remind him. Just follow instructions and then I tell him, let's go.
Real big clap, all y'all freeze. One more clap, do the Bus of Bus, please. One time, shake it out. Two times, smooth it out. Three times, get crazy with it. Four times, let me see you do it. One time, shake it out. Two times, smooth it out. Three times, get crazy with it. Four times, let me see you do it.
Feel my presence, classic killer. From the last thread sewn in my fabric killer. Stay on fire, volcanic river. Killing anything is a habit, shiver. Everything about me is a priceless winner. Timeless giver, what you want? We about to bang out again like I put it in a cooch and I hit it in the brain. What you thought? Fireworks with it, homie, every time we do it. Got a hurt don't and how we make them really lose it. And you can't, cause we beat the street up with the music. Think you nice, you let me kill it, well, you know you gotta prove it. Classic boy, use a coupon sticker and a phantom. I'm sure they got a moose on sprinter. OG feeling like a newborn. Richard sit up on a bag of money like a newborn winner. When we in the building, see, they feel a little threatened. The way your body hits, see, you should really learn your lesson. No matter what you do, see, I'ma steal all the attention. Number one, why I wait when you will always be a second. Every time we get them, and every time we hit them. Back to where you come from is where we gonna send them. Every time I really got up, refreshing your memory. No matter what they selling me, just listen when I tell them one time.
Real big clap, all y'all freeze. One more clap, do the Bus of Bus, please.
One time, shake it out. Two times, smooth it out.
A. Shout out to Ted Smooth on that one right there. He's having an event this Sunday, East 112 Park Avenue. Rain or shine, because he says it doesn't rain under the train. They're blocking off multiple blocks, having a party, man. We said Mr. Easy, Craig G, Brucey B.
Fire.
It's a nice little setup. No,
it's going to be a
many,
good time.
Many other artists and great DJs out there, too. Shout out to Ted Smooth putting on, man. Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights.
I know you're ready for the flashlights. Laura Styles can put us on.
Now, 50 Cent has been teasing this, but it looks like he solidified his Diddy documentary plans with Netflix. And according to reports, the proceeds from the project will go to victims of assault.
As it should.
Yeah. So that's all we know right now. Alexandria Stapleton directed the doc. It's been confirmed. Proceeds will go help the victims of sexual assault. So
I thought he said something else yesterday. Too.
We saw him on social media just kind of teasing and posting that it's going to happen.
Yeah. It seemed like a joke. Did he do it? Hashtag did he do it?
And it seems like a very vindictive, like just, you know, 50.
No, it
joke.
Is that.
What is though? But the vindictive
part
is.
But it's really going to be a real thing, though.
Because of his child's mother, the vindictive part.
Well, no, I think also even before his child's mother and that whole thing,
maybe some bad
I think
business.
There was some bad. They didn't like each other before that. Right.
It says, how about this? This is a story with significant human impact. It is a complex narrative spanning decades, not just the headlines or clips seen so far. That's a statement from 50 Cent and Alexandria Stapleton. Mm. So this is spanning decades. Look at Diddy.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
So I'm sure they're going to cover everything that we've heard.
File this also under Not What You Want.
And
congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8 a.m., a high of 75 degrees. Chances of rain today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
We played the audio, or Laura did the audio earlier, of Diddy's lawyer trying to explain why Diddy had 1,000 bottles of baby oil. I just, you know, bruh, the issue isn't consenting adults wanting to have sex parties. That's not the issue. The 1,000 bottles of baby oil is a distraction from the fact that the crimes of using sex parties to coerce, blackmail, drug, those are the problems. When you have people working for you or signed to you or whatever business dealings you have, and it's like, yo, I'm not going to pay you unless you go do what I'm telling you to do at this sex party. That's the problem, guys. There's consenting adults doing all type, and I'm not here to kink shame. But they're not being forced. When you're forced into something through fear tactics and abuse, that's the crimes part, guys.
And the taping of it.
Well, then you tape it and blackmail. And that, we haven't even gotten to the rape allegations and the drugs and guns.
And physical abuse.
And physical abuse. But see, even the physical abuse part, I'm not sure the feds jump in on that part as much as they jump in on the sex trafficking.